This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums. 4 years ago, the Fayetteville City Council unanimously adopted a long-range plan for the city's land use. City Plan 2025 established goals for how and where the city would grow. The plan was developed after residents were invited to participate in goal-setting charrettes around the city. The City Plan 2025 takes a fill-in, not fill-out, approach to the future. Some of the top priorities of the plan call for infill, the discouragement of sprawl, and the growth of a livable transportation network. Now the city wants to update the plan, and next month we'll hold two meetings to help firm up City Plan 2030. Karen Minkle is the Strategic Planning and Internal Consulting Director for the City of Fayetteville. She says the sessions next month, open to the public, are arranged to promote discussion about the city's future. Participants will sit around tables with 9 or 10 others.
Most of whom you probably don't know, and you will be given a series of questions or an exercise that you have to do. In City Plan 2025, we knew, census was predicting was that you'd have about 40,000 additional people come to Fayetteville over the next 20 years, and you had to accommodate that growth within the city of Fayetteville or outside the city of Fayetteville, but you couldn't put them in another city, so you couldn't pass them off to Springdale. And the way that was represented was by little sticker dots. Each dot represented 125 people along with the services and jobs that come with those people. And as a group, you had to come to a consensus about where you were going to place your 40,000 people.
Minkle says people were given an idea of what stacking those dots meant. A column of 15 dots equaled the density of New Orleans. A pile of 80 meant the density of Manhattan. She says an exercise placing 40,000 new people into your city can provide a three-dimensional way of discussing possible growth. Minkle says in the 4 years since City Plan 2025 was adopted by the council, the document has guided the city. She says a plan developed with input from more than 8,000 residents can bring with it a certain amount of respect. For example, she says 38 acres of parkland have been added to the city since the passage of City Plan 2025, as well as 13 miles of trail designed for transportation as well as recreation. And two neighborhood master plans have been created.
And I think beyond those actions that the city took, I think there's also a conversation that happens in the community that is meaningful as well. And I know that when I went to one of the town hall meetings about the location of a new high school, people got up and talked about City Plan 2025 and the need to develop within the core of the city rather than on the fringe. And they were talking about, they specifically mentioned City Plan 2025, and they were people that I didn't necessarily recognize from the charrette process we went through in 2006. And so I think that that document not only affects decisions that are made by our city council and planning commission, but they translate into other decisions that are made by other bodies based on the will of the community.
Next month, there are two meetings, a Thursday night and a Friday morning, dedicated to looking further into the future. City Plan 2030 will build upon the goals designed in the previous city plan. The city must update the comprehensive land use plan every 5 years by state statute. Jesse Fulcher, the project manager for City Plan 2030, says a five-year update can also allow for evaluation of policies and guidelines developed in the previous plan.
That's exactly how we hope it'll work. We want the citizens to be involved in this process as they were with City Plan 2025 and come in and speak to the goals and policies that were established in that document and explain what they feel has worked or what has not worked or maybe even policies or ideas that haven't been identified. So that's what we're looking for, is really for the community to help realize the vision of these documents.
Not that having a plan for 20 years' growth necessarily means everybody now sees growth in the same way. Terms like infill or sprawl can have different definitions to different people. Karen Minkle, the Strategic Planning and Internal Consulting Director for the City of Fayetteville, says better defining what the words in the city plan mean is one objective for City Plan 2030.
One thing we've talked about during this update is we've had a lot of people talk about the difference between sprawl and infill, and we'll have a development come up, and one side will argue that it's sprawl, and one side will argue that it's infill. And so we think there probably needs to be some clarification for terms like that to assist elected and appointed officials and staff as we go through the review process. There's also research that happens within those 5 years, so we can look to research that's been done locally or nationally and look for best practices around the country. An example would be the project that the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association has done on green infrastructure, which I think will really help inform the whole goal of developing an enduring green network. And then I think there are ideas or concepts that the community has become really interested in and that somehow we could incorporate specifically related to land use. So an example of that would be the local foods movement. And one thing that I know a council member specifically has talked about is if you're looking at green infrastructure, can you look at edible green infrastructure? Mm-hmm. And so that's, an example of something that is a trend nationally, internationally, that somehow can be incorporated into the document.
The first of the two public meetings for Fayetteville City Plan 2030 is scheduled for Thursday night, October 7th, from 6 until 7:30 at the Bank of Fayetteville on the downtown square. The second meeting is Friday morning, October 15th, from 9:30 until 11 at the Fayetteville Public Library. The Friday the 15th morning session will also include the ability to participate live by the web. And between October 15th and November 15th, residents can access the presentation and provide input online as well. Jesse Fulcher, project manager for City Plan 2030, says attempts have been made to make residents of Fayetteville want to attend these meetings and not necessarily just out of commitment.
Hopefully you'll have a good time. That's one of the things that we try to do with all these meetings is not attend your typical government meeting, however you want to envision that, but to come and join other citizens of all walks of life and different professions, sit down with members of the city. You might even be sitting with members of the city council or planning commission, other boards and committees, and take part in a great visioning process and hopefully have a good time doing so, also with staff there to help out.
For more information about the sessions and the process for City Plan 2030 in Fayetteville, you can go online to accessfayetteville.org.